Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
When was the last time you declined a coworker's request for help because you were too busy? What about your boss? If you struggle to set boundaries, you're not alone. More than half of Americans report they often feel that they can't say no when someone asks for something, according to a recent YouGov.com poll. No may be a short word, but it can be hard to say because we don't have good role models, says Stella Grisant, author of The Work Happiness Method, Master the 8 Skills to Career Fulfillment. It can feel scary for many people because you don't know how the other person is going to react, she says. In a work context, you might even have power dynamics. There is a level of risk. Drawing a line can trigger your nervous system, adds Grisant. From a young age, people find a sense of safety when everyone else around them feels okay, she says. As a result, many of us develop people-pleasing habits. It manifests with the feeling, I can't disappoint anyone. If someone's disappointed, I'm not safe. But the truth is that saying no to most requests isn't a threat. Becoming good at setting boundaries means rewiring your brain and its previous conditioning. The first step is to understand what a boundary is. I define a boundary as an agreement that you have with yourself, so that you can be more of who you are and deal with others with more ease, says Grisant. It's an agreement because there's conflicting parts of yourself that have to come together towards a resolution. Boundaries are less about saying no and more about saying yes to what matters. To say yes, you first need a sense of clarity on what's most important. What do you want to cultivate versus what you want to push away? Do you want to prioritize family or achievement at work? It's less about being defensive, says Grisant. Instead of thinking, I want to stop this person from emailing me late at night, it's about maintaining your vision of who you want to be and what's going to support that. Once you know what's important and understand that a boundary is an agreement with yourself, it's time to practice. Grisant suggests starting with microdoses, and a good first step is delaying a yes. Most people who struggle with boundaries, they are automatic yesers, she says. Will you join the committee? Yes. We want to show up for people, but that choice isn't always serving our needs. Instead of feeling a need to respond to a request immediately, answer with, thanks for thinking of me. Can you give me a day to get back to you? I want to look at everything on my plate and make sure I can show up for you as my best self. You're not giving a no, says Grisant. You're saying, give me some time. In that time, you can make a conscious choice instead of an automatic one. The other person will usually say, sure, no big deal. Then your nervous system can start to get biofeedback that says, oh, I'm safe. This is okay to do. Another way to microdose boundaries is to ask questions, says Grisant. For example, you can ask, tell me about this project. What's driving this timing? Why do you think I'm a good match for this committee? Who else have you thought to ask to join this group? This is another way to help you slow down and make a decision, she says. You might find when you ask questions that it's actually not that important or urgent, or someone else could do it. It will slowly start to give you more courage and validation that your needs are important and can be respected. Grisant says it helps to borrow confidence from someone else when it's harder to set a boundary. Go to someone you have a good relationship with, such as a mentor or someone on your team, she suggests. Tell them what you're struggling with and ask, "Can you help talk me through this?" Or, "Can you back me up when we have this meeting?" It can feel safer when you know someone is on your side. Protecting boundaries can also mean systematizing processes and asking yourself, "Is there something I can change to protect my time and energy?" You may need to block out time on your calendar when you're off limits for interruptions. Maybe you need to change your physical environment when doing focused work, such as moving to another room or wearing headphones. Scan your list of changes and find the easiest, the one that feels the most safe for you to do, says Grisant. Then, notice how it feels to implement your boundary. Start to gather feedback as you practice. When you work up to a situation that feels uncomfortable, remind yourself it doesn't feel uncomfortable because it's wrong. When you start to normalize the discomfort and normalize the practice of what you get, you learn the discomfort is helping you grow into the person you want to be. People who aren't good at setting boundaries risk burnout, says Grisant. If you consistently give yourself away, you won't be able to show up with the energy you need, she says. You'll end up disappointing others, and so, in an ironic twist, people pleasers long-term ended up disappointing others and themselves. Boundaries are more for you than they are for others. That's all today from Fast Company. Talk to you tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.